11:09. It is the Friday show here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Kicking off the weekend right with some Return of the Mac. Before we get back to calls, we did have a caller who said that UB is still having students on campus. And according to a texter, says some foreign students can't get home. UB has over 3,000 UB students. However, university classes are continuing online and are working on prorated refunds or fees for housing costs. So just a little update there. All right, so what we're talking about here until Governor Cuomo speaks, should schools close for the rest of the year? Are you wearing a mask? Should it be mandated? Also, for the next, until the governor speaks, fish fry, is it open curbside takeout? And is your Easter Mass streaming online? If so, sign up at WBEN.com. Make sure it's a working link. Also, you want to give it a plug here? Give us a call, 803-0930. Before I get to Terry in Texas, who's been so patiently waiting, a little shout out from a teacher I know who said distant learning has not been easy. Teachers are working hard to make this happen for their students, but there is lack of participation. Exactly what I said. Parents are overwhelmed, rightfully so. Students just need to be in classrooms, period. I support ending the school year early to save everyone the stress. We already know next year is going to be a challenge, and we should be preparing for that. So that is from a teacher on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Now to Texas, where we talked to Terry. Terry, I talked to you 14 hours ago. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. About the same as last time we spoke to you.
I'm doing all right, Terry. Now, let me ask you, are you wearing a mask?
Nah, I don't wear a mask. Everything that I say is strictly my preference and opinion. So not that I have the powers to persuade people to do what they're going to do, but I'm just saying this is just me.
All right. And now, did they close the schools in Texas?
No, but they might as well. They're shut down until, I believe, May 4th, and they get out of school, 2 weeks after that, so they might as well. I'm actually sitting here, I stepped out into the garage, but Miss Simone is doing her thing in the living room, and I'm kind of getting to see, this is like the first time that I've been home to see my wife and her doing the school thing, so that's an interesting new take on everything that's going on for me.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Now, you said on the text board that you had something to a disagreement with me.
I didn't agree with pretty much everything you said, to be honest with you. I didn't call it to beef with you. I kind of lean towards Gabriel's argument. I won't say that this was intentionally created to destroy the president or this country per se. I will say that I'm leaning towards what started as an accident, was neglected in the way that it was handled intentionally. That's how I feel about it. The timing is too crazy for me. And then I think a lot of what we're seeing right now with, the I don't want to make it political, but, I think some of these Democratic governors and some of the things that you're seeing across the country as far as keeping, the economy pinned down, it makes you wonder. It makes me wonder. I definitely feel like there's a lot of fear mongering. I was actually on the text board going to reference the video that you had mentioned because, I don't know. And then you got a ticker on, certain major news networks, apps that's keeping a tally of the deaths across the country. It's like Powerball or something. I don't know. It just, I look at all that stuff and I feel like, I mean, I don't know, you know, I feel like, and then these different, oh, this could happen or that could happen or this could happen. There's so much, you know, like here locally, I'll use Lubbock for an example. There was an article the other day written by some, probably a college kid or something, but it's like, this is what it would look like, worst case scenario in Lubbock. And, you know, I don't know, you're gassing people up to go stockpile toilet paper, I think.
All right. Well, see, Terry, I like that you're still listening. You didn't agree with my first hour, but you'll still listen. I appreciate that. Now, I didn't bring this up last night, but what are you doing Easter Sunday? How are you making Easter still special at the Terry from Texas house?
I'm probably gonna dress up like an Easter bunny, hop around the neighborhood, look inside my neighbor's windows, see who's got the toilet paper.
Well, Terry, if you dress up in that bunny costume, I want an email.
Yeah, I'll take pics for sure. Selfies.
All right, Terry. Well, hey, even though we disagreed, I'm glad you're still calling in.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'll be listening, man, all day.
All right, appreciate it. That's Terry in Texas. Always a call I look forward to here on WBEN. You know what? We're going to take one more. Since the governor's talking, we'll fit one more call in this segment and then take a break. So let's go to Lockport and talk to Dennis. Dennis, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. First of all, Ella is a breath of fresh air, 96 years old and all that wisdom. I'd love to sit down and talk to her, tell her that I named my granddaughter's name is Ella. So that's a blessing. You guys are a blessing. I have been in the house here since March and not going out much, just went out once or twice, pick up a few things. Now, I dress in a suit. A rain suit. I have a nylon cheap rain suit, or it's not cheap, it's inexpensive though, if it saves my life. I don't even like the common cold. So I have a mask. I slide into these rain pants. I put over the rain jacket, pull up the hoodie. I look like a big bee, but I don't care. I want to keep other people safe, and I want to stay safe, and I want to live a long life just like Ella did. So people got to straighten up and say, hey, this is serious. Forget about the conspiracies and everything else behind it. That comes later. People got to put it together, whether it's a TV commercial or what, make it cool for kids to stay 10 feet apart. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they can do it. We've mastered polio. We've mastered smallpox. We've mastered scarlet fever. We've mastered tuberculosis, and we will get through with this.
Well said, Dennis. I agree. You have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Dennis in Lockport opening a line for you. Before we go to break, shout out St. John's Lutheran in Lancaster. They are doing a live stream on YouTube Sunday at 9 a.m. If that texter is listening, please submit the link at WBEN.com. If you're looking for a church service, you will find that list at WBEN.com. When we come back, we're taking your calls. Let's go out to Alden and talk to Dan. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. I was just calling because I was told you guys are advertising for fish fries.
Yes. Where is the fish fry and how long is it running?
It's Alden Lanes, and we're serving from 4 to 9.
4 to 9. Dan, is there a pre-order number or just show up and get it for takeout?
The pre-order number is 937-9619.
All right, Dan, we will be looking for it this evening. You have yourself a good weekend.
You too. Take care. Thank you.
All right, that's Alden Lanes from 4 to 9. Let's go out to Williamsville and talk to Frank. Frank, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Frank, I'm doing well. What do you got for us?
Oh, just a quick comment my wife made to me, and I said, you're talking the wrong person. Regards closing the schools. She thinks that it should stay open, and what she said was if all the teachers went on unemployment because, you know, they shut the schools down, think how this would add to the already train wreck.
Yeah, so she thinks that they should stay open the way they're going right now?
Yeah, just finish it out to because, you know, there'd be rather than lay them off, and they'd be eligible for unemployment, and that would, I mean, that's already a train wreck. It would just add to it, so that, That's just a comment we wanted to make, like I say, to the right person, you instead of me.
All right. Well, Frank, thank you for sharing that, and I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, you too. Thanks.
All right, Frank in Williamsville.
Trump at 1 o'clock today.
You know, Joe County. I see both sides of it. You know, I hear the teachers saying, hey, you know, this is stressful on the parents. We know next year is going to be challenging. But then, like Frank said, maybe finish out the year. I tend to side with the let's close them now, let's end the year early and prepare for next year. But again, I love hearing all sides of the all opinions. By the way, no county address today, 1 o'clock. President Trump is speaking. So 1 p.m. right here on WBEN, the White House Task Force will be making their address. Let's go to Tonawanda and talk to Norma. Norma, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to call and let you know that, yes, I wear a mask because I take a biological medication for my psoriatic arthritis. And what that does is decrease your immune system, so you're more likely to catch whatever happens to be out there. I even put on gloves.
Oh, okay. So you did the gloves. Now, do you take the gloves off the proper way, Norma?
I do because I'm a nurse and I know better, but I'm just not working now because I destroyed my back. So I do know how to do that.
Well, Norma, we're glad you're staying safe and stay comfortable. And I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
I just have one thing.
Oh, of course. Yes.
I've had four people in my very, very, very close family who have had signs and symptoms of corona. One is a 45-year-old man, normally healthy, never smoked a day in his life and could barely make it up the stairs. He had a fever, called the doctor, and he said, oh, you don't need testing, just stay home for 7 days and you'll be fine. Meanwhile, my grandson, well, he's my ex-son-in-law, but meanwhile, my grandson and granddaughter were at his house for a couple of days. Comes home 2 days later, my grandson starts having trouble, and he normally runs 3 miles a day, and he couldn't make do part of his run. But, you know, it's the only people they're testing, because I talked to a lady next door who happens to be a healthcare worker, and they thought she had it, is healthcare workers. They're not testing anybody else.
You know, Norma, I'm glad you said that. We had a call Tuesday night from a doctor saying he was not able to get any of his patients that were calling, complaining about having symptoms of COVID-19. He wasn't able to get a test to any of them. And like I've been saying, if we're going to get back to normal, I think we need a surplus of these tests so people feel more comfortable going out in public.
Well, and if you're not testing any, you know, your normal Joes, I would love to see the schools reopen because I really believe that the little kids, the high school kids, will do fine. But yeah, I've got a granddaughter that's just in first, you know, kindergarten, another one in first grade, and they're just learning the basics. And I think it would do a lot of damage. I have a friend of mine, unfortunately, she's 76. Her daughter, who's taking care of her granddaughter, is in the hospital. So she's there with a 6-year-old trying to figure out the internet. And I know multiple people who don't even have internet. My daughter went without it for 2 years. They couldn't afford it.
Yeah. All right, Norma. Well, thank you for the call. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. That is Norma in Tonawanda. You know what? I think we have time for one more call. Taking these in order, let's go to Lancaster and talk to Mary.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Mary, good morning.
One thing I'd like to caution is when they announce these, you know, the county executive and everybody else, they sit there and then Dr. Burstein, they keep telling people stay home and, you know, don't panic, don't worry and everything. Why don't they say, if you're home, what kind of medication do you have at home? How can you take care of yourself at home if you suspect something? If you have a cold, the flu, you know, even just in flu season, do you have enough stuff to take care of yourself if you get the flu?
Yeah.
He stressed that. And also, one more thing I think is going to be an upcoming disaster is everybody says clean, clean, wash, wash, and wipes, 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 right? But I think they should have somebody from the sanitation department and public works discuss what is this is like the time bomb that's going to happen after this is over. All the wipes that people have been throwing out and all this clogging in the sewage. It's going to be polluting our sewage system, and it's going to be a strain. It's a strain already on our sewage system, and I think they should start looking into that now. How are they going to take care of that?
That will be an interesting thing. Definitely have to take a look at. Mary, before we let you go, and I know you usually go to church on a regular basis. Do you have a link for a streaming Easter service?
Yeah, well, they have things on TV with the mass and all that stuff. But the fact is, I go to church. I'm going to church today. I go. The church is open. People, there's no services, but you can go in and make a visit to church. I go in. I light candles and I pray for my family, and it's a nice way of being, you know, keep the what it's solemn, what it's really supposed to be. Keep the, you know, in keeping with Easter.
All right. Well, Mary, you have a great Easter. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's Mary in Lancaster. Opening a line for you if the governor is not on time, but the plan right now is the governor will be speaking in a few minutes. We will take you there live. And remember, the president is speaking at 1 this afternoon. There will be no county executive meeting that we are used to. Okay, so I may be back in 6 minutes after the news break. If I'm not, I hope everyone has a great weekend. To those who celebrate, happy Easter. Have a safe Easter. Stay safe. Stay home. Enjoy time with your family that you're quarantined with. Get other family members on a Zoom meeting, on a joined phone call, whatever you can do to keep things as normal as possible. Buffalo, you know I love you. Have a great weekend.